Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's always good to be here with all of us ministers and just sense the moving of the Holy Spirit and realize that the work that God is doing today is an awesome work.
Amen.
Some people aren't seeing this work, and some people are maybe wondering, but God is moving in an awesome way. He's not moving like some of the fake prophets and the fake teachers tell you about, but there is a move of God that's going on.
That's right.
It is awesome.
There
it is. It is awesome.
Amen.
Matter of fact, God laid on my heart to share with you out of Ezekiel chapter 37. We'll be covering basically verses 1 through 14. And right after Ezekiel 37, guess what comes? 38. And we can see Russia right now starting to make her moves, her inroads, her friendship with Iran, turning her back on America and the rest of the world and preparing things. We look out there, and as far as I know, as of this morning, gas had hit $93 a barrel. Less than a week ago, it hit a record of $83 a barrel. In just these few days, it's gone up another $10 a barrel.
Yes.
We look at the cost of living. We look at the droughts. We look at the famine that's going on. And probably many of you are wondering, what are we going to do? Well, I believe it's right here in Ezekiel. I believe Ezekiel tells us, especially because this is just before Russia makes her march down into Israel. So we know we're right in here somewhere in this timing. And God's moving on the prophet Ezekiel. And it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me. And he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. Kind of like the church today. The prophet's looking out. He sees a church that kind of looks like it's nothing but bones.
That's right.
The false church seems to be flourishing, getting larger and larger and larger. And the true church seems to be getting smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Glory. Notice it says, by the hand of the Lord, by the Spirit of the Lord. That tells me that in the last days, in the days we're living in, those preachers that are really full gospel, tongue-talking, baptizing the Holy Ghost preachers, are going to be led by the Spirit of God like never before in the history of the church. Now, you may not believe in some of this, but it's been around for years, and I believe it's going to get even more powerful. I'm not talking about the move that you see on TV. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the real move of God.
Amen.
And what he's showing here is beautiful. You say, how can a valley of dry bones be beautiful? Dead bones. Nothing's going on. Well, I believe he painted the picture this way just that he could talk to us to show us there is a hope. It says, he led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. Bones that were dry. He asked me, son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. In other words, Ezekiel didn't know. And sometimes they come to us and ask us, and we can only know by the Spirit of God, Brother Evans, Brother Johnson, Brother Fox, Brother Moore, Brother Rolson, what's going on? And us, God tells us we don't know. We look out, we see the same thing that you're seeing. And yet we know in our heart what God's Word says. We're not moved. We're not dismayed. We're not backing off. We know God has a word.
Yes.
And here's Ezekiel, he's feeling just like this. And he said, God, I don't know. Only you know.
Mm-hmm.
Only you know. Imagine that feeling that he must have had. Total hopelessness. And some of you are probably feeling total hopelessness. Cost of living's going up. The jobs are going overseas.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to be getting better at all here in America.
Right.
The churches don't seem to have the life that they should have. TV ministry, most of it is so fake, we don't even want to turn on and listen to it anymore.
That's right.
The music that they call Christians got so bad, the minute it comes on, you turn it off, and you wish for something that would be good.
Amen.
Sometimes we feel like that. And then we think, can America, can the USA experience a revival once more? Is there any chance for us to have a revival? Well, the answer is yes. God has promised in the last days He'd pour out His Spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
Now, I'm not going to tell you that America is going to get better, because it's not. Revival is going to come to those Christians that are open, those Christians that are calling out to God. God's going to move in an awesome way. So our focus has to be on God.
Yeah.
Our focus can't be on man. Our focus can't be on the welfare system. Our focus can't be on any of this. Our focus has got to be on God. And then he says here in verse 4, then he said to me, prophesy to those bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I believe that God's been talking to you through these radio ministries, end time ministries. He's telling us, and we're prophets.
Yeah.
Just about every one of them that you're hearing on here is a prophet. And God's saying, prophesy to them. Tell them what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they're hearing, but you tell them what I'm saying. You let them know. Teach them. Teach them the Word. Share with them the Word. Let them realize that America's given up on God. Whether it's our president or whoever it is, they don't serve God. Don't let them tell you that they do. And the next president-to-be, she's not going to serve God either. I mean, they serve their own God. They don't serve our God. You look at the states and the things that are changing their laws and the things that they're doing, it's sickening.
Amen.
And God's going to move in a mighty way. So He says, prophesy to them. In other words, speak the prophetic word to them. Let them know what I say, not what man says. Let them know what I've said. Let them know what I've said. Glory. Oh, it's exciting when we think about this. It sounds foolish in the natural. It looks foolish in the natural. I mean, speak to a whole bunch of dead bones. But God is getting ready to do something.
Yes.
He said, prophesy to the valley of dry bones. We're talking to you today. That valley out there of dry bones.
Yes.
God's speaking to you, and He wants you to know that He's going to do something. Look at the next verse, verse 5 and 6. This is what the sovereign Lord says to those bones. I will make breath enter into you, and you will come to life. I will attract tendons to your feet, to your flesh, to your hands, to your fingers, to your skin. He said, I'm going to put breath in you. I'm going to cause life to come. God's speaking to all of us. America needs the breath of God.
Yes.
That's what America needs, the breath of God.
Yes.
They don't need one nation. They don't need everything that we hear that they want to do. He needs the breath. Now that word breath, if you looked it up in the Hebrew, it means the Spirit of Almighty God. America needs the Spirit of Almighty God.
Yes.
We need to be born again. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We need to be changed into a different individual. We need to be changed.
Amen.
As I said, America's not going to change because our leaders don't want that change.
No.
But God's going to move on the people. You know, He doesn't always move on the nation, but He moves on the people.
Yes.
And God's going to move on the people. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling, a sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone, flesh to flesh. Wow, things begin to happen. So as the true prophets of God begin to speak to you, and the Word of God begins to go out to you, and you begin to hear it, things are going to happen in your life. Miracles are going to take place. Healings are going to come. People are going to get saved. They're going to get baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The Spirit of Almighty God's going to fall down on you.
Yes.
And we're going to come together in a unity. Not a false unity, but a true unity. Because of the Spirit of God's going to do it. Not man. Not some denomination.
Yes.
Not some church, but Almighty God.
Yes.
Almighty God.
Yes.
And it says, verse 8, I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them. And skin covered them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no breath in them. Glory.
Oh, yeah.
What we're going through right now is that gathering together.
Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
The very next step, according to this, is the breath of Almighty God that He's going to blow on us.
Amen.
Oh, the day of Pentecost will look like nothing. The early revivals in the 50s and the 40s will look like nothing. Nothing we've ever seen is going to look like what we're going to see, because God's going to blow into us His breath of life, His Spirit. And our spirit is going to come alive. Glory. Then verse 9, he says, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Notice that? In other words, prophesy to God. Speak to God. Say, God, it's time. It's time now, God. The time's running out, God. We don't have much time, God. I need you now, God. I don't need you later. I need you now. That's what he's saying here. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the servant Lord says. Come forth from the four winds, O breath, and breathe unto these slain that they may live. Prophesy. And where is it coming from? The four winds. So it doesn't matter whether you're listening to this in China. It doesn't matter whether you're listening to this in England. It doesn't matter if you're listening to this in Korea or the United States. The breath of God is going to come from all four winds.
Yes.
From all four winds.
Yes.
I don't ever remember a time when four winds blew on one area at one time. But the Word of God says it's going to come from all four directions. Now you tell me how we're going to get away from it. We can't. But you got to be open to receive it. And what's going to happen? It says to the prophets, the true prophets, you speak this into being. You call it down from heaven. And it says in verse 10, so I prophesied as He commanded me. And breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet. A vast army. Notice that. A vast army. God is getting ready to raise up His army. His army of true believers. His army of worshipers. His army of praisers. They're going to stand on their feet. Notice it says, stand on your feet. Don't hide under the bed. Don't hide in the sand. Stand up.
Yes.
Stand up. I'll tell you, when the rapture takes place or the catching, they're going to be so glad that we're gone, they're going to dance in the streets. They're going to party, the Bible says.
That's right.
That tells me we're going to give them some trouble before we go.
Amen.
We're going to tell them what the truth is. They're not going to like it. We're going to tell them where they're going to go.
Amen.
They're not going to like it.
Amen.
We're going to stand on our feet.
Yeah.
I bet you there's been many times when you've been afraid to speak up, afraid you'd lose your job. Afraid that people would criticize you.
Right.
You're not going to be that way no more.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is going to come on you, and you're going to be amazed at what you say.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Even if they say, I'm going to throw you in jail, you'll be amazed at the words that come out of your mouth. You let them know you can't throw me in jail. Thus saith the Lord God.
Yeah.
Judgment is coming.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, revival. Wow. Verse 11, then he showed me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Or we could look at it, and that's the Old Testament, New Testament would say, the whole church. This is for the whole church.
Yes.
On my people, it says, I'm going to open your graves. In other words, you've been dead. You've been dead.
Yes.
And bring you up from them.
Yes.
I will bring you back into the land. Hallelujah, the promised land. We haven't been walking in the promises.
Yeah.
Glory. You see Christians dying, Christians sick, Christians that don't have money, Christians, oh, I'll tell you, it's sad.
Yes.
It's not going to be like this. Glory. God will open your graves.
Yes.
Notice that God, He's not talking about the dead in the ground. They're going to raise too. That's a little bit later. But He's talking about you. God's going to open your graves.
Yes.
The things you thought were dead. The things you thought you couldn't do anymore. The church door that's getting ready to close. You're going to find out it's not going to close. God's going to open your doors. God is going to open you from the grave. Hallelujah. And He said, I'll bring you out of darkness and deadness. Oh, hallelujah. I want to come out of darkness. I want to come out of deadness. I'll bring you back into the promised land. Oh, hallelujah. And God says, speak that message. Speak that message. Then you, my people, verse 13, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. Notice, you're going to really know God. Some of you, you know, you've been going through this. You've been going to church. You've been paying your tithes. You've been doing everything that you should. But back in the back of your mind, you still wonder, is there really a God? Am I really going to go to heaven? Is this really real? Even though you've been hanging on. Right here it says you're going to know your God. You're going to know Him personally. Not what some preacher told you. Not what mommy told you. Not what daddy told you. Not what grandma and grandpa told you. You're going to know your God personally. He's going to come visit you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to touch you. He's going to lift you up. He's going to bring you out. Why? Revival is coming.
Yes.
Revival is coming.
Yes.
Don't go to the great big huge churches right now to look for it, because you won't find it.
Yes.
Listen, though, that you may hear of a little tiny church that's only got 15 people someplace, and all at once they tell you the wheelchairs are being emptied out, the blind eyes are being opened, people are laying prostrate before God on the floor, the Holy Spirit is being poured out. Run there! Run! Run! Get there! I'm not telling you to go to some fake thing. God's going to move. He's going to move in your house. Your kids are disobedient. Your kids won't listen. You think you've lost them. Well, God says you're going to bring them back out of Egypt again. The Holy Ghost is going to fall on them. They're going to start weeping and crying, and you haven't even preached to them yet. They're going to get saved, and then God's going to put words in your mouth, and they're going to eat those words. They're going to rise up. They're going to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. They're going to stand on their feet. They're going to speak the Word of God. Why? Revival is coming. I mean, true revival. True revival. It's coming. Because God said it would come. Because we have to have this before Russia marches down on Israel. And we're very close to that right now in Bible prophecy.
Amen.
Ezekiel 37, Ezekiel 38, and we're in 37.
Yes.
God says He's going to bring you back from the grave.
Yes.
He's going to bring His church back from the grave. Revival is going to come. The little kids are going to prophesy.
Amen.
The little kids are going to speak the Word of God.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Grandmas are going to get up and dance that couldn't dance.
Yes.
That haven't been able to get up. They're too stiff with rheumatism and arthritis.
Amen.
And the lady that's got the bandana around her head that's got cancer is going to fall off. She's going to have a full head of hair. Why? God is going to come.
Amen.
He's going to breathe His breath of life into us.
Yes.
And the world, even the sinners, even though they may not repent, they're going to see and they're going to know God, because it says so right there.
Right.
They're going to know that there's a God before we go.
Amen.
Get ready. Get ready.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe we're going to see it before this year is over. I believe we're going to see such an outpouring, such a move of God, that all of our hearts will rejoice. I'm not talking about the fake stuff that they do just to get you into their church, just to get your money. I'm talking about real, real, real stuff that we're even going to weep and cry as we watch God do it. And our heart will be blessed.
Yes.
Get ready. Get ready. Listen to these broadcasts. Get ready. We're prophesying to you. We're speaking right now to God. Pour it out on us, God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
Brother Evan, one thing that I just kind of jumped out at me on that Ezekiel scripture was, you know, it was because of prophecy the bones were moved.
Yes.
It was because of prophecy the four winds will blow.
Yes.
And why do you think the false churches out there, they reject prophecy. Reject it.
They reject everything we got.
Amen.
And they come with their faults that don't work.
Yes.
Glory!
They got a counterfeit.
Yes.